This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The hotel business is doing pretty well, even with Airbnb in the mix now. Online upstarts don't seem to be making much of a dent in hotel chains' bottom line, and the laws of supply and demand are working in those chains' favor, too. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
Life is sweet if you're a hotel chain right now. There's actually a shortage of hotel rooms in the U.S., and demand is up, so hotels can charge more. The shortage is a leftover from the recession when hotel construction plummeted. It's still not up to pre-recession levels.
We're about 40% below the peak.
That's Bobby Bowers. He's Senior Vice President of Operations at STR Travel Research.
It's just been extremely low room supply growth for a fairly extended period of time.
But won't demand for hotel rooms fall because of competition from upstarts like Airbnb? Not according to Smeeds Rose, a senior analyst at Citigroup. He says the all-important business traveler is sticking with hotels.
They are not really flocking to Airbnb, partly because there's a convenience factor for hotels. There's probably a liability factor. There's travel policies that companies have in place.
Hotels are also diversifying, with different brands catering to specific travelers. Lauro Ferroni is head of hotel research at JLL, a commercial real estate service firm. He says, surprise, surprise, the latest trend is hotels for millennials, which feature
larger square footage for the lobby and the bar area. And of course, everything is wired.
The big chains are also getting out of real estate, not owning hotels, just managing them or selling franchises, sitting back and collecting fees, no matter what happens to supply and demand. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.